Simon Samachbov Sif Beis. Im Shachach Lohaniach Tzitzis Tefillin, a person, for whatever reason, was not able to put on towels and tefillin earlier. So Yachal Lahapsik Ben Aprokim Lohanicham, a person could put on towels and tefillin in Birchas Kriyashma Ben Aprokim. Mr. Burrow will discuss. We'll see what we mean by that. Mivorach Aleim, you'll make a bracha. Hagav Yesham and Shalom the Vorach Aleim Adachar Atfilo, Vachinog Linyan Talis. And some say that you should put it on, but you should wait after Shmones to make the bracha. Okay. Mishra Bura Yudal Im Shachach, Oshay Yonus, Shalhoyel Tzitzit Tvilim Mitchilo. So he had a reason why he didn't put it on before. So he should put on Menaprochet. Let's say they arrived while he's in the middle of a perek. So yishem lehanichum, I've been a prokim. You should wait till ben a prokim. Now, what do you gain by waiting to ben a prokim? Because when you ben a prokim, you're allowed to make a bracha. It's proper when you put on. It's not proper the lechatchila to put it on and make the bracha later. Proper is to make the bracha when you put it on. So if you wait till ben a prokim, you can make a bracha. Whereas if you put it on now, you can't make a bracha. Now, hani mili im nizdamon loy b'emsa birchas yotze or avarab. So that's referring to it came to you in the middle of the first bracha or the second bracha. As you say, wait till you finish the bracha of yotze hamaros, and then you make a bracha and put it on. Wait till you finish the bracha of habavachem yisul ba'avo, and you make a bracha and put it on. But let's say album nizdamon loy tefillin b'emsa kriyashma yonir tekev. But if it comes. Even though you don't make a bracha till ben aprokim, theoretically, but a person should put it on right away. Ki kol teva v'teva shal kriyashma mitzvah shiya alav tefillin. So you have a key of the Indian of wearing tefillin isn't not just for the pasuk. The idea is the whole shema should be said wearing tefillin. And then he says b'hanocha tia b'bracha. The Prima Gadim seems to say that during Kriyashma itself, he understands that you're allowed to actually make a bracha when you put it on, even though you're putting it on not Ben Aprokim, but Ben Saperik. And that's very difficult to understand. Now, he's talking about specifically tefillin, and according to Mechaber, you can't make a bracha then. So this heter of, or this that he's saying you're making with a bracha, because he's going to bring a sheet which holds that you do make a bracha even b'emsa perek. And he's been samech on that for by Kriyashma. Okay. Let's see where is that from? We'll see later on. And Sif Ches, take a look ahead, flip ahead to Sif Ches for a second. So Mechaber said that it's talking about the loch of Smichas Kula the Tefillah. So you shouldn't be mafsik after you say God yourself, you should be at least Shmoneh Esrei. Fine. The only exception, he says, is the Gemara says, if you had an oinus, he didn't take tefillin until that point. And he got the tefillin right there, being ben gula of the tefillah.
Where are
you? Siv ches. Meniach oz will yivarach aleim arachar shispalo. Okay, so you put on tefillin, you make the bracha after Shmoneh Esrei. Abba talus lo yuniach oz, talus is not as necessary. So therefore, to make the person pause between gula yisrael and tefillah, Even just without saying anything, just for putting on the talis without the bracha, that's not proper. But actually, Omer Gal Yisrael Nizdam Lo Yitalis. When you're holding an emes, the last paragraph, the last bracha, you're holding an emes v'yatziv, and somewhere in that paragraph, you get towels and tefillin. Menicham v'libarach aleim ad acher tefillah. So the mechaber says you put it on, but you can't, it's emsa bracha, you can't make a bracha. Hagav Yisrael and Shekhanim Gal Yisrael yivarach ala tefillin v'achinog. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says no, that you can make a bracha on tefillin v'emsa haperik. I over here the mechaber says the same thing, and the Ramah doesn't argue. So the Ramah over here is referring to by the first bracha or by the second bracha, since you could wait till Ben Aprakim and put it on with the bracha, even according to the Mechaber, he says, you know, why not? But if it's in the third bracha, and your choices are, according to the Mechaber, put it on without a bracha, and wait till make the bracha until after Shemot Esrei, or then the Ramah says, Mikra, then I hold you can make a bracha, Be'em Saperek, for tefillin, not for talis, but for tefillin. So it comes the Prima Gadol. Prima Gadol is saying that not only is that true in the during the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, so but in Shema itself it's also true. Meikar the Emes Perak, you can make a bracha. So that's where this Prima Gadol is coming from. He's going with the Ramah. So I just finished the thought. So to put it on without making a bracha, that the Mechaber says is not right to do, and the Ramah says, I agree with you. But since we both do agree that Ben Aprakim, you may make a bracha, so let's wait to Ben Aprakim and make the bracha then. So, first bracha, wait till Yotzei Mehuras. Second bracha, wait till Habacher Ben Yisrael Be'av. Since in Shema, each pasuk you must say with tefillin, I don't want to wait till Ben Aprakim, I need to put it on now. Well, if he needs to put it on now, but it's not right to put it on without a bracha. So Mechaber says, I can't make a bracha now. But the Ramah says, you could. So that's what Prima Gadol says. Since here you can't wait till Ben Aprakim, because you're supposed to put it on, each word of Shema requires tefillin. So you must put it on now. And since Ramah holds Mikra, then you can make a bracha on tefillin, Bam Saperik. So once you're putting it on, you should make a bracha. And that's what the Prima Gadol means, you make a bracha. So that's a lot of information which we don't have from this sif over here that we don't figure out until we get to later on, the sif ches. Yeah. So the Bir Halacha over here, Im Shachach, he basically points all of that out. Okay, Tezayin, Talus. The Ramah says by Talus, you don't even make a bracha till after a tefillah, and that's what we do. The Sittah Deinu Chayvus Gavra. It's not a tefillin is a chiyuv. A person must put on tefillin. Tzitzis, if you're wearing a bag with four corners, you have to put tzitzis in. You don't have to put on a bag like that. Shimei lo talis part of mitzitzis. You're called the kriyas shema b'li tzitzis. So I'm going to say kriyas shema without wearing tzitzis. I'm not a chiyuv that I must do so. Okay, mikri havsok al yedei habracha. Therefore, even ben aprakim, it's considered a hafsik to make the bracha on someone you're not a chiyuv to do. Our tefillin to who chayvus gaguf, a who got built the tefillin who committed eder sheker ba'atzmoi chas v'sholem, and not wearing tefillin for shema, which you're leading up to shema at this point in time, is eder sheker. Shayim rukshar tom v'enu kosher. Okay, naktinan k'der rishon to lechashiva hefsek. Therefore, for that purpose, we look at you, this is something you must do, so it's not considered a hefsek.
Right.
Shabbos of Kotel Zion. Okay, v'chol's and then you know bracha. So making a bracha on the talus is improper because it's not necessary to really put it on. So we can't say that you have a right to therefore interrupt to say a bracha for this thing. Well, halavisha levada mutter, but to put on the talus, the act of putting it on is not considered a hefsek. Later on, by Goal Yisrael. So where between Goal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei, you're not supposed to pause even b'shnika. So then putting on talus over there is not a hefsek. But over here, Ben Aprakim, it's not considered a hefsek. So you put it on. So that's what the Ramah says. You put it on, but you don't make a bracha until after Shemoneh Esrei. So once that's what you're going to do anyway, so why should you wait to Ben Aprakim? The whole mile of waiting to Ben Aprakim is you can put it on with a bracha. So by the tefillin, you're going to gain that mile. By tzitzis, you're not going to make a bracha either way. So why wait? Put it, as soon as you get the talis, even Mem Sa Bracha, put it on. A lot of Perek Rishon Shel Kriya Shema, which we said before, you're not supposed to do anything else at all when you're saying the first Perek of Kriya Shema. So that includes putting on the talus. Because Prima Gadim Lachan Latinan Kechros Ramah, Prima Gadim follows the Ramah, that we don't make a bracha on the talus till after Shemoneh Esrei. He's not sitting at home. He's sitting in the shul, and he feels funny. Like the only guy not wearing a talus, and everybody knows he's supposed to be wearing a talus, and wearing a talus. And he's self-conscious. Now, so what's this argument? This argument is, the source of this, if you look at the Sharetzion, is an Evan Oizer. And then the Sharetzion adds to Poshut. Now, maybe for the Mishabura it was Poshut, but for me it's not so Poshut. The Evan Oizer is going with the Shita that once you can't make a bracha according to the Ma'a, so you shouldn't put it on either. He's Mimachadish, that we find that Yisurim Drabanon are Nitcha because of Kavod HaBriyos. So for this person to sit without talus is considered for him, he's embarrassed about it, so it's a kavod habriyos. So that creates a heter for him to put it on. Well, once he has a heter to put it on, he has a heter to make a bracha. But it's all, if you're starting, you're not supposed to put it on, you hold the exhaustion to put it on, so I need a heter to put it on. And if I want to, if you tell me it's mutter, so I'm supposed to put it on, as it were, so then I'm supposed to make a bracha on it. Ben a prokin. But if you hold that it's why can't you do the Eitz of the Ramah? Put it on, so you're not embarrassed anymore, and then make the bracha afterwards. So this fellow, because he's embarrassed, and it moves from out of being just not just like a but something which, you know, halacha was moderate for him, that generates a whole new layer of once it becomes mutter. So whatever you need to do it is also mutter. So, well, I need to make a bracha to do it. So it's interesting that I'm not typhus at 100%. Okay, Gimel. Lekadosh v'lekedusha u'leboruchu ma'afsik afilu b'em saposik.
He's embarrassed not to make a bracha.
Yeah, I see when the mahalach of the poskim that they're not going with that. All right.
Oh, nacham?
I mean, if that would be true... That would be true. That'd be matter that, you know. But
when you put on a talus without a bracha like that, you don't do like the whole.
You wouldn't do correct. You
just put it on.
Correct.
If someone's watching him, that's pretty obvious. That it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. It's not an avera.
No, I'm talking about the embarrassment part of it.
Right.
Not the avera part. I'm just saying.
Right. No, I'm saying, you know, Bechlal, you know, something like, you know, if somebody on your embarrassed, says, that it wasn't an error that I did. No, so why should we embarrass?
Yeah.
We should be embarrassed about our errors. The things that aren't the errors, like, you know, we shouldn't be so embarrassed about. Okay. Okay, so what are we allowed to interrupt responses in tefillah? What are we allowed to interrupt for in Birchus Kriya Shema? So the Kaddish with Kedusha Luboruchu, Mavsik Afilu Bem Saperik, to answer Kaddish, which is Yesh Merabba, and the Amen after the Amiran Ba'oma. That's the two responses that you're going to say in Kaddish. The Kedusha, which is the Pasuk of Kadosh Kadosh, and the Pasuk of Baruch, not the Pasuk of Yimloich. That's mutter. If you look at not even Emsa Perik, even Emsa Pasuk. Emsa Pasuk is also mutter. Mechain Lemoidim. Moidim also, that's mutter. You don't say the full whole paragraph. You just say the word moedim. The Mishabura says it means moedim and atuloch. You say those three words. Okay. Hagoah. You're going to answer Baruch Hu as well. So Baruch Hu just means the phrase Baruch Hashem Baruch Lelambued. Some people have in the Siddur, you have the Sol Nusach of Yisparach V'Yishtabach V'Yispar V'Yisarmam. So whatever that whole Nusach you say over there, so you don't say that. Okay, now, so the Ramah, Yeshua and the main Shonin Acha Birchas, the Kael HaKadosh, Vacha Shemeat Fila, Yeshua Din Kedusha, Vyachalanus Yisam Bekriyashma, Vechenikr. So the Ramah permits these two amains as well. So we have the Pasuk, we have Baruchu, we have Mudim Anachnu Loch, we have Yeshua Rabba and Amen Yeshua Rabba and Amen of the Ramah Ba'oma, we have Kedosh and we have Baruch. We also have these two amains, the main of Kael HaKadosh, the main of Shemeat Tefila. So this is true that you interrupt for Birchas Kriya Shema, not only B'Emsa Perek, but even B'Emsa Posuk. Mr. Burr will say you should try and get to a point where the interruption, you know, where the pause makes sense. So that's true. So obviously, if a person is saying, Tachanunim is going to be mutter. Now, what exactly is Tachanunim? So he's referring to the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Some people, well, we have the paragraph of L'Kayin Tzor, so that's not Iker, then it's not Shemoneh Esrei anymore. It's persons adding special precautions, etc. That's called Tachanunim. So you interrupt for these responses in Tachanunim also. Fine. Zot Mishnah Berurah. Yud Zayin L'Kaddish. What does it mean? Even though the person normally says, continues on Yisporach, and for this purpose, you would not be allowed to continue and say Yisporach. Do want to point out that later on, when we get to by Shemoneh Esrei, you don't actually say Yeshmi Rabba, but you do stop and listen. So within the Mishnah Berurah says you stop and listen, including Yisporach. You pause to hear Amen Yeshmi Rabba Marach Olam Olamim Yisporach, and then you continue. So you do listen for the Yisporach, but to say it over here you don't say it. V'yanamin Acher Damiron Ba'Oma, and the end of the paragraph of the of Yisporach Yishtabach ends off with Damiron Bikol Berchusav Shirasav Damiron Ba'Oma. Right, so you answer Vimro Amen. You answer that Amen. Abal Tiskabo Yeshlomo Yisasholom Liana Amen Ki Ena Elaminig. And the same thing, the Amen of earlier, Yisudav Yisudei Shmei Rabo. That Amen you don't say either, or the Amen of Brichu or whatever. If you're minute to say Amen over there, Kedusha Yomer Rak Kedush Ubaruch Shzal Iker Kedusha Below Yimloch. You don't say the Pasuk of Yimloch. All of the extra the phrases the pair that we add in the sentences we add in for Shabbos, etc. None of that is said. This is even Ben Aprokim. You would not say all of those extra parts. You just say Kadosh and Baruch. Baruch Hashem and Baruch. Those five words. So, if a person is getting an aliyah and you're holding a Birchas Kriya Shema, you're holding behind. It'll also be relevant by Halo. Halo is the same din as Birchas Kriya Shema. So, you're still davening Halo and they get to Lightning and El Chanukah. So you answer Birchas Shema Baruch Lelam Boed. What about the Amen? So the Mishmur says you answer the main of after the bracha. Then he says, Yesh Rafak Vakim B'Amein Zeh. Some say that the main you do not answer. Ben Aprokim Yesh Lohakil. So if you're holding Ben Aprokim, then you would answer that Amein. But Bam Sahaperik, you would not answer that Amein. Okay. Fine. So mafsik, you know, that's what's going on. You mafsik fill b'emsa posik. The posik lishol. What's the logic? The posik lishol. We've made quite bosser b'dom. We said before the law is that we're allowed to interrupt to greet somebody who, which we have a chiv to give him covid, or at least because of yira, and respond because of covid. Kavucherma b'nei kovid a kadosh baruch hu. These are elements of saying covid to kadosh baruch hu that we would interrupt for those purposes. May high time near a dim shama called Ra'amim Yafzik Vivorev, the Havi Mitzvah Veris. So based on this logic, if there you hear thunder, you can't wait till later on to say the bracha. It's too late. Saying the bracha on thunder is covered a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you would interrupt to answer to say the bracha on thunder. However, v'yesh cholkim, the kiyum shoyse b'shivcha shel malkim ain lo lipsik b'shivcha shevach acher. It's not more covered to Kadosh Baruch Hu to refer to the fact that he makes thunder than the fact that he is Yetzer Hamaris. So why am I interrupting this Shabbat for a different Shabbat? These things that we're referring to in this in the Shulchan Aruch over here are elements of Darshav Kedusha, which they require the whole Tzibur, a minion of 10 people to say. So that's a different level of giving Shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that you wouldn't interrupt for, but to say a bracha on thunder, you don't. That's a tushar, but you're rabba fine. We got machiyada mashu, the same im shmon be'emso, and the barcha leim, ki'im kishashama oyson ben aprokim. He does say if you do hear it ben aprokim, you would say a bracha on the thunder.
Ben aprokim is the middle of Krishna too, right? That's one of the ben aprokim, right?
Correct.
So, what's the half a minute to interrupt Krishma, that's a deraisa, to make a bracha for thunder, that's a clear midrabana.
Well, but we saw before the halacha is that you're allowed to greet Chazal. Even in Shema, there's a halacha, you're allowed to interrupt, and in Prokhim, you're allowed to interrupt to greet somebody, Mikra, then, because
okay,
of COVID.
Yeah.
So the argument is this is Kved Hashem. You're interrupting for Kved Hashem.
So he's saying Krishma too. I mean,
well, that's what
I'm saying. But Krishma is the rice and dicker thing, isn't it? I mean,
I understand, but
the rice doesn't. He said that you mean.
But you see,
the rice, you'd be allowed to interrupt. You mean
correct? Okay.
What for?
Midaraisa, there's no the din of being mavsik with Deber that's usher.
That's a derabanan.
Pasha, that's a derabanan. There are some who argue that's a deraisa that it has to be said as one unit in this interruption. But even that, in a prokem, the Shabur said before, since the prokem are not back to back in the Sefer Torah, they're clearly distinct from each other, wouldn't have that chumra. Tevis moedim chof.
What about the Tegiyah Shaifa, which is also Deraisa. So
Samikra then.
Let's talk about the first 9 Tegiyahs then.
Right. So Samikra then, the Hafsik is not. In fact, as long as you're not Mafsik with a curl of the key of a Shaifa, it's not a Hafsik. Okay. Tevis Moidim.
What, as long as you're not Mafsik with the curl of a Shaifa,
If Midaraisa, you have to hear 9 sounds. And you have to hear what's called, what we call tzkia, what the Torah calls a teruah, and the sound which we call tzkia. What those are is debatable. That's why we make multiple different types of sounds. But midaraisa, whatever that sound is supposed to be, we make 9 sounds. So a person blows the tzkia, talks to his friend for 10 minutes, blows the teruah, talks to them for 10 minutes, and blows the tzkia, he's yotze, deraisa. It's not a problem. If in between the tekiah and the truah he blows the sound of a shofar, a different sound, we got a problem.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's a problem. But anything else is not considered a hefsek. Tevis moedim. Pirish moedim anachtu loch. We'll look at the moedim drabonim. The habili hafsaka gdola. So you just say those 3 words. But nira shahu the one didn't ban a prokim. Even ban a prokim, to say the whole paragraph would be considered too much of an interruption. So you just say those 3 words. And the Rama added the main of Mekela Kaddish. Mishum shahu tohusiyam shalish brachas rishonis. Mishumat tvila havisiyam ham tsirius. So the first 3 brachas are 1 unit. So that domain of that after that bracha has a certain chashivas to it. The same thing by Shema Tefillah is the siyam of the middle brachas. Al main achas siyam siyam shalom. After siyam kol shon esrei. So according to that thought process, if the main after Kel Kodesh, you say, and the main after Shemayat Tefillah, you say, the main after Hamarech is only so Bashaloyim, the Kar should be a Kabul Karmer, Ben Menoshel Kabul Karmer, that you should say it. Right? We don't. He says, after Ustim Kol Shmonesrei, Hiskimu Harech Renim Dulayana Bamitzah Kriya Shema, Ayin Magan Avram Hatam. And the Rambam gives an argument why that should be so. Mishabur does not quote what the reason is, and I do not know offhand. Okay. Okay. Hani Melichav Beis. All these things we interrupt for, so we interrupt for when you say Tachanim as well. Hani Mili, L'char Lab Davka. The Hudin L'cholam ain't Tzarek L'Lifsa Kishar Mar Tachanunim. At first glance, when you're saying Tachanunim, I'm saying my own personal prayers, whatever it is, so I answer anything. He doesn't mean stop saying, I'm sitting and saying my tzener, taking out my tchina. The woman takes out her tchina and she has a bakusha, she zooked off whatever she's saying. That's what we're referring to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, right? This halacha is from a Rashba, and he's referring to specifically the end of Shemoneh Esrei, right? So you interrupt. Tachanunim. This is all talking about. You said Yirotzen after the. Some people say the Yirotzen only once. Some say it twice. So if you say it twice, so you finish Hamavarecha Zomu Yisob Bashalom, and then you say Yirotzen Merfi. So then, at that point, you're now in the state of Tachanunim, and you say all of these interruptions. Some people do not say Yirotzen Merfi. The Gra held you do not. And you just say it at the end of the paragraph. So for that, that's considered you're still b'emtzah Shemoneh Esrei. You would not answer for these responses. Mishabur b'kolshkein chav gimel tachanunim b'kolshkein pesuk haZimra. If that's true in tachanunim, which are part of Shemoneh Esrei, so pesuk haZimra, you would answer all of these responses. Okay, the main of none of these of Shemayat Tefillah, but any main, you're holding Ben Aprokim, do you answer a main or not? Chayal Mekhal Chof, Sadal Kosov, the Enum Mutalanus Rak Omein, Mina Brocha, Atzma Shasima Mitchila. You're allowed to answer a main of that Brocha. So you just finish your Tzerhamar Reis. You can answer a main to that Brocha, to the Chazan, or to somebody else, but that's it. That Ben Aprokim, you can answer main to any tefillah, any brach. I'm sorry. And the Mishabura earlier Paskin the halacha lemaisa like this pre Megadim. Hit the mind, will you work? I should say, right? You tell your black, let's fill your work. But to drop.
Could you answer a main to those saying the Torahs of people getting
delayed? Ben Aprokim, correct. You would answer a main to the
Senate.
Well, that's what he said. Ben Aprokim, Yishlahoko. Right? That's what he said.
Now he said that.
No, at the end of Yud Ches, he said the same thing also.
So he's talking about in the middle of a paragraph,
end of the paragraph.
Ben Aprokim, this
ends the paragraph. You don't say. He first said you do say. That means even Bamsa Perik, you would answer main of the Senate Torah. Vieshafak Vakim, some say, no, you don't say that a main. And but Ben Aprokim, you could say it because, and if you look at the Shartzi and the Chavches, because the Prima Gadam says you can say any Amen at that point in time. Right. According to the Mekilim, which were Matzah B'Emsa Perik over there, but in the Senator, that was a special cool about the Senator, that even B'Emsa Perik, you can answer that Amen. That's what he was saying before. So that's not everybody agrees to. But Ben Aprokim, like, you have the Prima Gadam to be Mekil any Amen, so it's not worse than that. Now, the Bir Halacha points out that this, that the one exception to where this is true, in the first pasuk of Shema, you don't interrupt, but also you're holding in the Birchus Kriya Shema, right? Archa Dosh Tzion Tzir, Beniska Cholol Meherola, Roy Birchat Hashem. No. You can't interrupt in the middle. Once you said Baruch Hashem, you must finish off the bracha of your teremaris. In the middle of that thought, you can't interrupt. He brings the chayyotim, raise the question, let's say you didn't know that then, and you answered, it's Baruch Hashem, Amen Yishra Baruch Hashem, your teremaris. What do you do? Do you go back after Peter or not? So the chayyotim is masupik, but the halacha is in that case. So, preferably not to do that. Okay. Sift Dalit. So now you don't say a Shayatzar over there, you wait till after Shemin Esrei. Now, interesting question, let's say a person who has some type of physical situation where that by a Shayatzar, if you didn't say it immediately, till the person has another urge to go to the bathroom, he could say still say a Shayatzar. Once he's got the point where he has a new urge to go to the bathroom and the body has a new need to go to the bathroom, so we came out before that you don't say the Shei Yetzar anymore. So a person has that situation, he's going to lose the bracha by waiting. What he say during the Bamza Kriya Shema? So the case where I guess I would compare it to is we had when we learned the Hillel's Rosh Chodesh, person, it's the last night of Kiddush Levana, and the Levana comes out in the middle of the Megillah. He gave a few examples, right? The Levana came out last night. Can be sometimes on Purim. It's the last night, and the Levana, it's been cloudy. And the Levana comes out in the middle of the Megillah, and you're afraid it's going to get cloudy again. You're going to lose it if you don't Mekadesh Levana now. You lost your Kiddush Levana, so you interrupt Megillah Makrias and Megillah. You go outside, and everybody says Kiddush Levana. It means the first paragraph, not the whole thing. Just you say the bracha, and you can pick up. So he says over there also middle birchas Kriya Shema, also that'd be the same din. You look out the window and says Kavald in the belt, there's the Levana, so you go out and you say the bracha. So Pashas, because we're afraid, the reason is because you're afraid you're going to lose it. The person would have the same situation by Shri Yatzar, that his body is by the time you finish Manasseh, he'll have to go to the bathroom again. So he's not well, so that's the situation. So probably he would have been allowed to say Yeshir Tzar, I would assume. Okay.
Anywhere in the middle of the Birkos
Kriya Shema? Even Bamsa Perak. The Mishnah Rabbah said even Bamsa Perak, you're allowed to be Mafsik for Kiddush Levana. I imagine for Yatzar, you can wait till Ben Aprokim, you would wait till Ben Aprokim. Okay, Dalit.
Mafsik Bamsa Perak for Kiddush Levana?
If you're going to lose. Yeah.
Shema, it's last night.
Correct. Can't do it in the morning. Is
making a bracha like a kid, making Kiddush Levana, is it that different category than the thunder, the lightning, and all the other stuff? Is that all one thing, one level, or is Kiddush Levana a different level?
I think it's a different level. You're saying, right? The Mishmur seemed to come out before that this is a shevach, that's a shevach. So we're weaker than we don't interrupt for it. Why is Kiddush Levana more chomer? I'm not sure.
Isn't it because Kiddush Levana symbolizes Klal Yisrael?
You know what? That's a theory. I don't know. Kaiyachay Yikara Kriya Shema V'kruu Lalas Likras B'Torah. So he's behind. They call him up. He's on Birkas Kriya Shema. Or a more common issue for us is that a person's holding him a little hollow. They call him up for an aliyah to get an aliyah. So, Yesh Mishar Mishar Mafsik, Yesh Mishar Shana Mafsik. So the Mechaber says there's two opinions, whether you interrupt or not. V'halacha Kitamorov, and halacha is that you don't interrupt. Now, the Mishabur is going to bring a long Mishabur over here, says that actually we don't pass like that. We actually pass like the first opinion that we do interrupt. Let's at least start the Mishaburus. Kriya Shema. Aishay Oisik B'Birch Oseho. Not only Kriya Shema, but also Birchus Kriya Shema. Ben Shorma Bem Saperik or Ben Aprokim. This is true, Bem Saperik or Ben Aprokim, the same Mechloikis. Everybody agrees. The Kohen says, "Baruch Hashem, God Yisrael," and then they call him up right then, so he doesn't go up. Main Tzarch Larmar, Bamsa Shmoneh Esrei. Obviously, if it's the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he doesn't go up. Okay. So some say you're mafsik. Why is that? What a brius! We are also mafsik with kanal. We said before, to give honor to somebody, or because of year from somebody, you interrupt. You've been called up to the Torah. How can you not come up to the Torah? It's a covenant Torah element. I feel a crow. The Yisrael lalas the Torah. They shouldn't have called up this Yisrael, but now they call them up. You're ignoring the Torah. Gam ken mafsik. I feel a bamsa kriyishma. Okay. Now, so why the Shulchan Aruch mention a kayin? If it applies to Yisrael as well. The kiddush of the second, he says that even for kohen you don't interrupt. But Tamim, what's their argument? They ain't a bizoyin Torah. It's not a bizoyin to the Torah. You're not ignoring the Torah. You're doing the mitzvah of the Torah. That's why you're interrupting. So how can it's a bizoyin to the Torah? He's a kohen, and people will say that he didn't go up because he's not really a kohen, and it's a chashash pegam on the kohen, etc. A lochish to pegam im lo yalish shi'ati a law of la shu pasul. The whole shul say gvaldav. They call him. He didn't go up. Must be he's a problem with them. Don't worry about it. Why kimish shemash and oilo whom ishum shaymed b'makom shenu mashal hafsek. And is a pegam. We had to call them many times. People will realize it's because you're middle davening. So according to that opinion, so Yisrael will go up. If there's no other crowd, Yisrael will go up. So that's the opinion which says you don't interrupt. And the Shulchan Aruch says the halacha is like that opinion, but I don't want to run through this next.
If there was seriously chashash in his kahuna, then they